Shalom, everyone. It's time for ancient Jewish wisdom for a modern world that will change your thinking and change your life. Welcome to the Dust of the Rabbi podcast with Rabbi Brian Baruch Belecci.
Shalom, everyone. This is Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you've joined us for another episode of the Dust of the Rabbi podcast. I am so excited. I'm outside enjoying this beautiful weather and this beautiful season that we're in. The Festival of Purim is coming, the Queen Esther celebration that God saved the Jewish people during the time of Persian rule. And don't forget, a month later, we've got Passover and Pesach is on its way. Can't wait to celebrate all of the wonderful stuff that God is doing this springtime. So if you're joining us for the Dust the Rabbi episode number one for season four, boy, are you in for a good one. We've been talking about how to disciple this generation. We've been talking about all the things in the scriptures that reveal to us how to disciple a young man or young woman, especially in today's world, where we've got not only millennials that need to be discipled, but also the Gen Z and the Gen Alpha generation that are ready to be discipled. So I shared with you last episode that we are jumping into a new season on becoming free as a disciple of Yeshua. And it's based on curriculum I wrote, starting with 12 weeks on how to become a disciple. And this is developed into 12 weeks of now becoming free. So what are we going to become free from? Let me share with you an intro to this wonderful new season. We're going to start with talking about just the basics on what it means to be free today. And we're going to also have a look at what it means to be free from bad choices, free from shame, fear and insecurity, identity issues, deception and temptation, pride and arrogance, failure and hurt, people-pleasing, oppression of all kinds, like soul ties and generational curses, and especially the last episode, which will be about becoming free from victim mentality. I really pray that you, over these next few episodes, really dive in deep with me. Let's get dusty from the dust of the rabbi. I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about the rabbi of all rabbis. What was the process that Yeshua used to disciple his 12 that they would also use to disciple nations and to make disciples who make disciples? The question is, if these disciples are not free indeed, can they truly be a disciple of Yeshua? Because our Messiah said it. He that the Son sets free is free indeed. Can I read you a little excerpt of the intro to this experience? Can you imagine what it would be like to be free in every area of your life? What if each decision could be made unencumbered from thoughts of unworthiness or actions of self-sabotage? What if your past could no longer have the power to control your future or your fears cancel your faith? What if your past no longer had the power to control your future? As disciples of Jesus, we have access to the power of God, and in His name, we have authority over every bondage and sin that tries to trap us. Jesus journeyed with 12 men from different walks of life, willing to follow Him and become His disciples. After 3.5 years of becoming devoted to their master, they learned how to walk in freedom and overcome all the temptations and trials that came their way. Although these disciples had many mistakes and had plenty of pitfalls in their spiritual walk of faith, Jesus reminded them that He came to set them free and give them the power to overcome all cunning tricks and schemes of the devil. Luke 4:18, He declares, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," speaking of the Messiah, "because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to announce, release, or pardon, or forgive the captives, and recover sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, by tragedy." That amplified version was a quote from Isaiah 61, found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18. Luke 10:19 says, "Look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy." Do you understand the power that you possess as a disciple of Jesus? When Jesus declared in John 8 that He's going to set us free indeed, in verse 36, He declared, He promised you, that if He sets you free, you'll be truly free, free indeed. So what is it that you need to do over the next 12 episodes to really become free? One, you got to listen. You got to get that journal. You got to dig deep in the scriptures. You got to get a a group of believers together to ask questions and to go deep in conversation and discover that your journey is very similar to other people's journey. Because when you journey together, it's always better than journeying alone. We don't journey alone in faith. We always journey in groups. We journey as Jesus did with his 12. They went everywhere with him. And they discovered that his life was exemplary in many of the ways they viewed him, from prayer to worship and temple services, synagogue life, walking along the shore of Galilee, picking fishermen to be his disciples, traveling to Jerusalem 3 times a year, as observant males would do, according to Deuteronomy 16:16. And everything that Jesus did was duplicatable. He was a marked model of what a disciple should look like. In fact, the goal, remember, Luke 6:40, is to know that a disciple is not above his teacher or his rabbi, but everyone who's perfectly trained will be just like his rabbi. And if your rabbi, who is the Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David, our suffering servant, our risen King, if he is free, then you can be free too. So over the next 12 weeks of becoming free, you'll discover that being a disciple of Jesus has plenty of benefits. The greatest benefit of allowing Jesus to have total authority and lordship over your life is that your life will organically change as you spiritually grow. Just like the parable of Jesus, called the sower and the seed, his word will produce the proper type of fruits in your life. Issues will naturally sprout like weeds during this process, but God will uproot and remove every sin and secret struggle that lies under the surface that could stunt your growth and bring you into spiritual slavery. Jesus wants to cultivate every tree and prune every branch in his garden. So becoming free requires us to break up the fallow ground, soften the soils of our heart, pull the weeds from the root, and become healthy trees of life that will blossom with God's bounty. So this lesson was all based upon the Garden of Eden. So to become free, you got to go back to the original place where mankind felt bound by sin. So we start with the first week that I won't talk too deeply about today, but just to introduce it, it all starts with looking at the Garden of Eden and the two trees that are singled out in the story of Adam and Eve and the creation story. So when you look at the command that God gave Adam before Eve was created, Adam was told you can eat of all the trees of the garden except for one. He said you can especially eat from the tree of life that symbolized eternal life, a choice to partake of eternal life. And also, all the trees of the field would keep them alive. But there was one tree that God says, do not eat. And that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Its fruit wasn't necessarily poisonous in essence, but it represented bad choices. So when we eat from the wrong tree, it's the wrong choice. So from the Garden of Eden, we work through all the emotions and toxic feelings that they felt. And we realize that we're no different from Adam and Eve. That man made from the ground, Adam from Adama, the red clay soil that God formed a man from. That same man, becoming frail humanity after disobeying God, that is the model for you and I. We need to become free from what Adam and Eve were bound with. They were bound with shame and fear and insecurity, which are the root to all of our problems. And then we learn that that creates branches of unmet needs, unhealed hurts, and unresolved issues. And then weeks 4 on to week 12, we talk about all of the different bad fruits in our life. We know what those bad fruits are, but we're going to clearly define them. Their identity issues, their issues with deception or temptation, their issues with pride or arrogance or failure or hurts or peer pressure or oppression or feeling like a victim. Everything we've ever experienced, all the things we struggle with are all rooted in shame and fear and insecurity. And God wants his people free. So I'm going to encourage you over the next couple of weeks to really just dive in deep with us. Not just becoming a disciple of Yeshua, but becoming free in every area of your life. So we can let go of the things that hinder us. Prune off the branches that are not being fruitful and are not producing the harvest that we're looking for. And really allow the Holy Spirit to show you the areas of your life, even areas from childhood that have held you back and kept you from being that person that God has called you to be. Remember, man was made to represent the image and likeness of God. Whatever that image is that's been marred or broken or shattered in your life, God can restore it. God can give you your identity back. Some of you are struggling with identity issues. It's not because you're not the right person. It's because shame has labeled you as something you were never created to be. I'm telling you, if you can become free from the shame, free from the fear, free from the insecurity, the way God wants to free you, through his Messiah, he wants to set the captive free. You don't have to be bound any longer. You don't have to be stuck. I feel that I'm called to unstick this generation, to unplug the rivers of life that have been clogged, like the well of Abraham and Isaac that needed to be redug in his day. We need to redig the well. We need to tap into the water source. We need the living water of the Holy Spirit to enrich the soil that the seed of the Word of God has been planted in the hearts of men and women that are, like myself, Gen X, or the millennial, which is Gen Y, or the Gen Zer, like my daughter, or the Gen Alpha, those being born in this generation, in this season that we're in. We need to turn things around. We can no longer serve in ministry or be a leader at our job and allow the issues of life and the sins and the insecurities that we've had to keep rising to the surface like weeds that need to be pulled. We need a godly gardener to come in and clear the soil of all the remnant of the roots and things that have taken hold of our life that have produced the wrong kind of fruit in our life. We're not just eating the wrong fruit. We're now growing the wrong fruit. And how many know there's always a root to the fruit? Come on, it's time to get to the root of the problem. It's time to go deeper. It's not time to sit back and just say, well, this is the way I've always been. Don't blame it on the fact that you're Irish, that you have a temper. Come on, don't blame it on your culture, whether you're Hispanic or Latin. Don't blame it on issues, you know, of slavery in the past, because Jews and African Americans and people around the world of color have always experienced some kind of persecution, slavery, exile, some kind of put down or let down or discouragement from those other nations, people groups, ethnic groups that somehow feel that they're superior to them. But it doesn't matter what your cultural experience has been, because there's something similar to all of us. And this is what's so amazing about really studying humanity and history and lining it up with the Bible. The struggle's the same. It doesn't matter if I go to a Jewish synagogue, if I go to a Christian church, or I go to a Muslim community, or I speak to someone who's atheist or agnostic. We're all struggling with the same thing. We need to become free from the things that are gripping our hearts with fear. Jesus said men's hearts would fail because of fear. People are failing in their physical health, but they're actually failing in their emotional and mental health, and they're failing in their spiritual health. It's time to let Jesus make you whole. Let him heal the hurts of your heart. Give him your spirit man so he can create a new spirit within you, a right spirit within you. He can give you a clean heart like he did King David. You don't have to fall to adultery or temptation or deception or be seduced by the things of this secular world. You don't have to fall into the traps that lead us to identity issues and not feeling like we know who we are. You need to know who you are and whose you are. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. God does not create junk. You are special. He says he marvelously made you in your mother's womb. You have a calling on your life. And I speak to you like God spoke to Isaiah and Jeremiah and to the prophets, that he made prophets to the nations. What mouthpiece could you become if you could become free? What kind of leader could you become in your business, in your family, in your job, with your employer, with your employees, with the ideas that you have to start a business as an entrepreneur? Maybe you have a desire to do ministry or to lead a group of people or to start a life group or to maybe plant a church somewhere in an area that's remote that doesn't have a good, healthy church, or maybe a messianic synagogue, or maybe you're part of the Jewish world and you're looking for good Jewish leaders for this next Jewish generation. You have to understand that Jesus loves us all and cares about us so much that he picked 12 men of different backgrounds and different economic statuses and different experiences growing up to be able to reach all the people of the world. Thank God that we have a process to receive healing and restoration. It's called becoming a disciple of Jesus, a disciple, a Talmid of Yeshua, to become free in every area of our life and let the Son set us free indeed. And then as we discover the leader within, we can lead ourselves. We can begin to lead others. I can't wait to see you on the next episode. We're going to go really deep on looking at the garden story in creation in Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And we're going to be looking at how to become free from bad choices. Can't wait to see you. We love you. Lehitrot. See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, follow us for more episodes as you rate and review the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Dust of the Rabbi podcast with Rabbi Brian Baruch Balechi. Shalom. Lehitrot. See you next time.